It's Thursday afternoon at MDT Studios, and dance instructor Kathleen Boggs is leading second graders in the Ballet 2 class. During a break, Boggs addresses the class of girls.
This is one of our extra specially large classes. Do you girls want to say hi?
Hi!
And there are 16 second grade girls in this class.
This is just one of many dance classes going on at MDT Studios this winter. The studio puts on the Nutcracker every other December. This is the odd year, and Boggs tells me that the recital will not be the huge production that the Nutcracker always is.
It's really a little more simplistic on the costumes and focusing just on the kids dancing.
How many kids are dancing?
I don't have an exact number, but it's over 150 this year. And that's individual students, most of whom come at least twice a week.
So over 150 dancers. How many different kinds of dance are we talking about?
This year we're offering ballet and jazz. We have three classes of toddlers, two classes of kindergartners, and then all the way from first through 12th grade in between the two styles of dance, ballet and jazz. We have Zumba Kids this year by Andrea Weathers, so there's two classes of Zumba Kids mixed ages for that. So that makes our third instructor for the ballet and jazz classes. I've been teaching all of the ballet classes, and Caroline has done all the jazz. Kylie is out this season with her brand new baby girl.
How long is the recital?
We expect the show to run about 2 hours.
What are some of the highlights we can talk about for this year's show? Are there any dances we could highlight?
This year, with so many students and fewer teachers, we've also had bigger class sizes. We've had to combine some levels. So in order to do that, we've used 8th grade dancers to come in as student teachers and assist us with these really large classes. And that's been a blast. For me as a teacher, it's been great to have the extra set of responsible eyes and ears in the room. But the younger dancers also love those big kids coming in and following them. And they seem to want to work just a little bit harder to impress the big dancer who's there to help them.
And some of those eighth graders you probably taught when they were little.
We did, yeah. They are dancers that have been in the program since they were young dancers. We have four helpers this year.
How does that feel as a teacher to see that transition?
To think back from when they were in kindergarten and needed a helper, it's a big difference, and how much they've matured and how responsible they are, and that they are now taking that role and really loving being that leader for these younger kids. It's inspiring.
Anything that you might want the public to know about the winter recital this year? Anything that I haven't asked you about?
We have a mix of pieces this year. So, our ballet pieces are our fun and traditional Christmas songs. The jazz pieces, some of them get a little silly. So I think that's going to be really fun to see. We also have some new things going on in the works with Mitkoff Dance Troupe, as far as our new building and getting towards some new ballet bars. So we have a very special dedication coming out at recital weekend.
So a surprise for the public.
That's right.
And just background for the new building, where are you at with the moving process?
The new building on 2nd Street, just next door to the library, we did get to replace our heater this fall, so that is up and running, and our current tenants are much warmer and happier. Other than that, we have a very big list of renovations to go. New flooring, new siding, inside, and painting, and kind of the works, but we're looking forward to it.
1, 2, 3, 4, back.
There are no move-in dates for the new dance studio, so in the meantime, practices remain at the studios located inside the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church building. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.